Kai turned his attention back to his carving, without expression or words, while Sabe looked on. Sabe was famous for turning everything into a joke. Having a witty retort to almost any insult thrown his way, he could get people annoyed very easily. On most days he'd make the most miserable person smile, but not today. Today it seemed impossible to make anyone laugh or even smile, and now he suddenly felt guilty about the agreement. Watching Kai chip at the log, seeing his worried face, he hoped for his own sake it didn't turn out to be a disaster. He'd seen many of Kai's moods. This one was a regular visitor. Fortunately, Sabe knew how to handle it. "Remember when I got caught with that pretty young filly from Landbridge?" He quickly glanced to check for a reaction. Nothing so far. "The blacksmith's daughter, Emily. And how he came after me with those hoof clippers." He started to chuckle, and keeping his head lowered, he looked up to see if Kai stirred. "Chasing me down the street, and threatening to chop off my balls!" His chuckles turned to laughter as he recalled the scene. "I should have led him," Kai snorted. "Didn't I tell you the next time I had any such ideas you should talk me out of it?" Kai nodded and laughed. "You did, but only after you were caught the second time," he grinned. "The sight of you strung up by your ankles, naked, a father holding the hoof clippers in one hand and a pair of tongs in the other, was hilarious." His shoulders shook as he laughed. "I thought that would be a better deterrent than me telling you not to do it." Kai wiped the streaming tears from his cheeks, his laughter unrelenting. He tried to continue the story, but couldn't get the words out. Sabe lay back along the log, his body jiggled as he laughed uncontrollably. "I can't believe you told him to just take one." Sabe could barely speak for fits of hysterics. Kai let out a loud roar and attempted to finish the tale. "Ha ha! His face! When he heard me encourage him, that was a picture! I swear you'd have let him! Ooh, thank the gods for Kira!" Sabe stifled his laughter and managed to speak, rising to a sitting position, his eyes connected with Kai's, dispelling any sadness or worries for a brief moment. "Fortunately, she didn't miss, because I was about to lose the family jewels." Kira's aim was true, and thankfully the dagger she threw caused no serious injury, but merely forced him to drop the hoof clippers as the dagger struck his hand. Kai added, "And yet you still won't listen to me. One day you'll lose your balls and your cock." He waved his dagger at his face in a circular motion. Reflecting on good times brought Kai into a better mood. Sabe knew him better than himself, and he valued his friendship above all others. "Thank you, friend." Bowing his head to accept his friend's thanks, Sabe congratulated himself on another job well done. He didn't like seeing Kai unhappy. He'd had enough misery to last two lifetimes, and if he could ease the pain with a laugh and a jest, then he'd done well. Looking out towards the road, he hoped the king's daughter would also bring some peace to Kai's mind. He had plenty of women at his disposal, but that wasn't always what a man needed. A companion to share troubles and worries was as important as sex. Kai hadn't known love. He'd never received any after his mother sold him to the slavers and had been absent of affection all his life. Sabe felt if he found a woman to show him there was more to life than fighting, he might find some peace.